How do you think God sees you? And why should it matter how God sees you? This is Tuesday, April 23rd, and this week we're learning from Psalm 67. We did discover that beneath this song is an ancient blessing that the Lord instructed his priest Aaron to place on the people Israel when they were first in the wilderness. Here is that blessing from Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.' So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Now, likely you have heard these words spoken as the benediction at the end of one of our Granada worship services. We continue to do what the Lord commanded Aaron to do. Now, first, this blessing likely came as a surprise to the people, and here's why. So much of their worship, as they saw it, was correction. They went up to the sanctuary of God mostly to make sacrifices for their sins. And these sacrifices, they were visceral and painful. They felt as if they were always being reminded that they were falling short of God's law. These blood sacrifices were made day after day and year after year. They heard the words, "Who can ascend the hill of the Lord? Only he who comes into the Lord's presence is the one who has clean hands and a pure heart." But no one fit the bill. Even the high priest could enter into the presence of the Lord only with blood. You can understand that the people would believe that God only looked upon them with disapproval and rejection. The face of God would turn away from them. The light of his countenance would never shine upon them. They knew the constant fear of judgment from God. Not long ago, our next-door neighbors had two Dobermans. These were beautiful dogs, but their personalities were like night and day. And I mention them because, well, one you could pet and was friendly to us, and the other had rightfully been named Grumpy. He was mean, and he seemed always to be in attack mode. How did this happen? Well, he'd been a rescue dog, and he, before, had been raised in brutality, mistreated, and abused. And that maltreatment had become imprinted on that dog. Our neighbors ultimately had to give the dog away to a farmer who wanted a mean dog to roam his property for protection. Now, we too can easily become imprinted. The Jewish people had become imprinted first by slavery. They had been kept down and treated as beneath the Egyptians who were ruling them. They lacked self-rule and also self-dignity. They were a marginalized people when they cried out to God for deliverance. The Lord knew they needed his blessing. Yes, they were commanded to make sacrifices for their sins, but God instructed his priest to give his people another imprint. It was to be a blessing. This is what this blessing given to Aaron to be placed on the people was meant to do. God does not look upon his people with disgust or disappointment, he was telling them. His default position was love and grace. This was the attitude of God toward them, not judgment or a curse. Now, of course, before the cross, we wonder how God could do that to sinful and rebellious people. Yes, it is because Jesus is coming, and he will provide full redemption for his people, and also for all who come to him. This is what we are meant to live in each day. The judgment we deserve fell upon Jesus so God's face might shine on us, so that we might have peace. I love the way the text explaining the blessing of God ends. The Lord puts his name on his people. "You are to see yourself as mine," the Lord says. Now, it is in this blessing that we are called to live out each day. And this is transformational for us when we learn to live this way. So much of our energy is used counting up our transgressions, seeing how we've done wrong. We carry a burden of this, and as a result, we should and ought ourselves to death. We know we're not as we should be, and we punish ourselves for that. But this is not God's way. God's way with us is blessing. He desires our good, and He desires for us to flourish. The result of this goodwill with God is meant to be goodwill toward others, that the people around us would see the impact of God's blessing in our lives and the way we treat and see them. This was God's original promise given to Abraham. God would bless him, and in turn, they would be a blessing to everyone else. All the nations on earth would be blessed. And this is our calling as we walk with God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you His peace. Let's pray. Teach us to live in Your grace, Father. Remind us of all that Jesus has done to restore us to You and to bring us into Your family. Cause this grace to flow through our lives and into the lives of those around us. For we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.